This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Ping.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Life Enhancement Medicine Hour, leading you down the road to optimal living with Dr. Kevin Wallace and Dr. Zahara Sundermeyer. The doctors will focus on the foundations of health and newfound therapies you may not even know existed. Come join us on the path to your optimal life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Kevin and Dr. Zahara.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah. So we all get to see us in a whole new light. We've changed our hour, and we're now at 8 a.m. every Wednesday. We're excited. I think this new hour is going to be fantastic considering, but you all get to see my morning glow and my ability to be awake in the morning.
Yeah, no, I agree. So 8 o'clock works well because we just have so many things, other things going on at two that it's just difficult to get to that time. So this works fantastic. Plus we get like the AM morning, traffic show. So you get to go ahead and hopefully put us in your podcast as you're driving. You know, obviously probably not a whole lot of people driving to work because of this lovely crisis that we're going through. So you know, this life enhancement hour is, you know, it's like we're supposed to be optimizing health, which we still can. You know, that we're doing immune health today. Today was supposed to be brain health.
And I think we're going to modify a little bit today just to focus on day-to-day immune tips, I suppose, is good. Things that, you know, you should be conscientious of when it comes to your health on a daily basis. It's kind of like backtracking a little bit to our foundations of health talk from the very beginning. But I think those foundations are really what take us into a step forward into being aware of really how our bodies are being taken care of, but also just how what we do impacts us internally. Then obviously some fun tips. We are going to make a little disclaimer today considering what's happening in the world. So this is informational to help you better understand your system and things that you can do to help your system as far as supporting your immune system. If you feel like you might have the new coronavirus, so COVID-19, you should definitely make sure you speak with your primary care physician immediately or speak with or report to an urgent care emergency department for a proper assessment. By no means are we discussing coronavirus specifically today, correct, but we are discussing how to really build and replenish your immune system and things that you can do to support as we proceed forward through whatever changes are about to take place in the world. I think I'm on my first official quarantine. I don't know about you, Dr. Wallace, but this is kind of new for me.
Well, yeah, you know, being here in Tucson, we were actually supposed to get married on Friday. So
yeah,
we had everything
so
planned.
That
and then,
was a huge difference.
Yeah. So obviously it's like meetings and we have to stay away. And so, you know, the cool thing, again, we're not primary care doctors, but we still see a lot of patients via telemedicine still for their sex hormone health, their thyroid, adrenal, immune dysfunction, these things where they don't necessarily need a primary care physician. So again, another disclaimer about that is like, we do not treat, you know, primary concerns. So diabetes and blood pressures and now viral concerns or pneumonias. It's like definitely seek on out proper care. But if you're out and about and you don't want to go to a waiting room, you don't want to go ahead and deal with all of that. It's like we offer telemedicine and we've been doing it for 3 years and gosh darn it, we're pretty darn good at it. So if you still have issues, so if you have issues in regards to hormone health and GI dysfunction, the basic stuff as naturopathic or functional medicine doctors deal with, you can see us just like you're watching us here on this lovely screen.
Yeah, I know. And I think it's not any different than FaceTiming your great friend and giving them the scoop on whatever just happened in life. So
correct,
I think that's really important. I'm Dr. Sundermeyer, by the way, FYI.
Yeah. And I'm like, we're going to change her name to Sunderwall because I don't know if she wants to hyphen Dr. Wallace. Our kids are going to have the longest jersey name in the world if they're football players.
It was hard enough to learn how to write my own name when I was 5, so I'm not going to do that to anybody else.
Yes. So hopefully, we can bring some light and some humor into this lovely, you know, whether you read philosophy or those types of things in life. I mean, this is it's a time that we can really reflect back upon, but it's also a time to sit there and see exactly human nature, and hopefully maybe we can correct some things in our human nature that makes us better. And so sometimes the only way to change is if there's a test. No one changes when we go through prosperity. Change comes when there's a stress. Mm-hmm. And so this stress will hopefully allow us to change in a positive manner in regards to humanity and your neighbor and understanding things and researching on your own. And, you know, we'll get to some of the things that I'm somewhat passionate about, especially like we talk about life enhancement, about reflecting back on our own health. When this crisis is finally over, how can we take better care of ourselves? So if another crisis comes, which obviously I think it will in our lifetime, that our bodies are better equipped to handle it.
Well, I agree, because I think today society, and I think this is one of the things that we do preach quite a bit, is that in today's society, we are constantly on the go. We're in the car a lot. We are dealing with commuters in the Bay Area that are some of our patients that are coming from the Central Valley into the Bay, and then of course back, which means they commute anywhere from 5 to 6 hours a day, depending on the time they leave in the morning and when they get back in the evening. And a lot of times when people are in that situation, they're sedentary more than they should be, but they're also not eating the cleanest, which can really affect the way our bodies are reacting intracellularly. And I think that's a big chunk of what we're going to talk about today too. But, I think sometimes we go to work when we have the sniffles, and we go to work when we think we have the flu, but we're not quite fluish yet, but we're getting a little achy and our heads hurt, and, we're a little off and la-la. And so I think that hopefully this is going to be something that does positively change the way we view the spread of disease, because that's kind of how the flu makes its way around the U.S. and the world every year, is that we keep going out.
That whole concept too is like the employers have to understand that when people are sick, do not demand them and do their sick leave and not make them feel like crap in regards to them sitting there feeling like they did something wrong because they did not come in. Obviously it's like, those types of things. So you are correct. It's like, when I'm sick and I'm working obviously in California and I have the beginning of something, I'm done. See you later. That's like, I'm not coming in, and I'm sorry that I have to rearrange, or you have to rearrange all the patients, and I feel bad, but I ain't coming in. And so I'm not passing it to everybody that I see, the 20 patients or whatever that I see. And I always like to shake their hand and stuff like that. So, obviously making sure you do a lot of hand washing. I like my daughter, which, she's still young and doesn't understand that yet. It's like, every kind of thing is touched, and then they touched all this stuff. So, and it's funny. So, we do have a number. So if you would like to go ahead and contact us, we always have to give this out as well. So you can give us a call, give us any kind of questions. We can answer them here, obviously, if it's appropriate and we're not making diagnoses and all that other stuff. Yes. Or you can obviously private message us, and we might be able to help guide you through some of the terrain as well. And so that's 844-390-8255. And we want to go ahead and, as we continue going for this, I know it's like you've probably heard of other podcasts and they're helping you out with possible supplementation, but we do utilize a thing called FullScript, and FullScript can send out supplements to you. So you do not have to go to the store. You do not have to do those types of things. So if you go ahead and private message us on Instagram with your full name and email, we can set you up an account with FullScript, give you 15% off. The supplement,
and we'll get you an immune bundle.
And we'll get
something that we've kind of put together with all of the things that are back ordered and back stocked. So we can definitely get you an immune bundle going for that. Now, a little bit about us. Obviously, we are an integrative telemedicine clinic. Our website is infusionhealth.org. You can find out more about us there. And our new site comes live, I think, in the next, we've been saying this for a minute though, but you've had the most fun time trying to edit a website. Have you ever tried to edit a website? I've not ever went, you know, this
so
is
So we
fun,
have to look through every, also, everything of verbiage that is put on, and then it has to, because, you know, it's the thing that you're putting it to the world. So if all of a sudden somebody reads a sentence and it's like, well, that's a double negative, you know, and stuff like that.
Like double negative. Yeah, thank
exactly.
Thank you very much.
Or it's like, you should not end a sentence in a proposition, you know, a preposition or whatever. Yeah. So it's like, ay, ay, ay. So that's why you have to have professional web people to read it. It's like, and obviously we do not. So we have to pick our times to read through that. But I think we have three more that we have to look at. And that's
three
hopefully.
Pages, yeah. Amongst everything. Well, we're stuck at home right now. And I don't have a wedding to finalize. So I have some stuff to do today. You can follow us on Instagram at infusion_health. Again, infusion_health. If you guys, again, want to message us about that immune bundle that we're offering for you all.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so and before I get started, I know it's like everything's been canceled, and I do have withdrawals from sports, and I do like to watch First Take and, so with Stevenson. So if I start to yell and get really passionate, it's like I'm having withdrawals. So I really want to talk about Tom Brady going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that's what I really want to talk about, sports.
So what we've decided is Dr. Wallace is going to be Kevin soon, and he's going to have a sports hour.
I am going
to
have a sports hour.
Network, and one Wednesday a month at 8 a.m. He'll talk to you all about sports during this time where everything is suspended and canceled. I can't believe that's pretty comical. Now, let's kind of backtrack a little bit, guys, to the five pillars of health. You know, back to our foundation talk, last year sometime. So why you can't skip these things. So the five things that we think are extremely important when it comes to foundations of health, but also let's rephrase that a little bit in foundations of our immune system, right? And it,
correct.
You know, we have water, we have food, we have exercise, sleep, and sunlight. So the biggest thing about, I think, those five things right now is none of them are vitamin C or supplementation. Right.
Correct.
I think that that's kind of like a really big basis for what we have to support our systems with on not just a, oh, I did really good today basis, but on a consistent basis. We're always going to have our moments where we're going to want to eat that milkshake or we're going to want to have that chocolate bar. But 90% of the time, our body should be focused on these five pillars of health. So, you know, drinking clean water, making sure you have a good filter in the home. Or that if you have a reverse osmosis filter, which a lot of people do, that you're remineralizing the water since that's kind of been pulled out of it with that fantastic 2-micron filter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Food, I think, is huge right now because, again, we're living in an on-the-go society. And we really aren't being cognizant of what we put in our body affects what is happening intracellularly. But also those nutrients are not getting into our cells to make energy, to allow DNA to become peptides and make cause and effect basically in our body. So the food today that we're consuming, it plays the biggest role possible at this point in time to how our bodies respond, but also how our immune system is functioning as a whole, right?
Yeah, so, you know, and sunlight. So sunlight is not this, like, remember, like I said, we probably said this before, Dr. Morstein, that we went, one of our teachers, like the sun is not this cancerous orb that creates skin cancer. It's our body's reaction to the oxidative stress that the sun will put and tell upon our bodies. And if we don't have an antioxidant status that's adequate, then now that becomes a problem. So you'd have to go ahead and make sure that you're obviously eating. And so it's the same concept right now that people are putting things like take vitamin C, you know, at certain milligrams, divided doses over the day. But if you only sleep 2 hours. So if you only sleep 2 hours, you know, so we'll go back because I guess my mic was off.
Well, it's just acting a little funky.
I still can't hear you?
No, I can hear you. It just acted a little weird.
Okay.
Maybe Yeah, come closer.
All right, so I'll have to come closer. All right. So those are the things. So if we go ahead and we don't sleep well, but yet we're, you know, we're taking 10,000 vitamin C or 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C per day, then you're obviously not going to get the same benefit. And then,
correct.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing with Dr. Marshall, like she used to say, is you have to be outside at the peak of the day with 80% of your skin showing. And so I basically tell people, are you out in a bikini every day between 1 and 3? Because of course that's when you're going to get your greatest vitamin D production. And of course, depending on skin tone and color, that's going to determine how long you need to stay outdoors. So, the more melanin that you have in your skin, the longer it's going to be. So are you getting that from the sun? Are you getting enough antioxidants so you don't burn and don't get the skin damage that is happening in our system? Or are you needing that supplementation? We're going to talk a little bit more about vitamin D as we proceed forward, but this is one test that I'm kind of surprised a lot of insurance companies don't test for more, especially in our elderly population, considering all the comorbidities that they're having today. And of course, with everything going on with the COVID-19, the highest risk population are individuals greater than 60, which are basically meaning they're on one specific insurance type, right? And they actually don't cover vitamin D testing. So I'm hoping that this will be a positive shift considering some of the basics that we're going to talk about is what vitamin D conducts today.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what makes a good immune system.
All right. So do you mind if I take over on this one? Because this is my soapbox moment.
Yes, you can soapbox away, Dr. Wallace. Absolutely.
So obviously the five pillars makes a good immune system. And so I put this post out on Facebook yesterday on my personal page that, you know, as this thing goes through, I want people to reflect in regards to their health and how we treat our bodies. So I think we treat our bodies like Pintos when we're actually Ferraris and we're putting 87 octane fuel into our system where we should be, you know, racing fuel. And so I can, like Dr. Sundermeyer said, I can understand the concept that we go ahead and have cheat days or we eat certain foods. But I want people to really reflect to sit there and say, well, you know, as the 20 years of a disease process of drinking Red Bulls and smoking possibly and eating whatever you want to eat, now reflective in regards to now you're at a higher risk for having these disease processes. Because this COVID-19 that is going through the population is not the last to ever do this, you know, so it's being possibly linked, like I said, mm-hmm. to whether conspiracy theories to wet farms in China, where they basically allow wild animals to be slaughtered, human contact is there, the virus can mutate and jump over to a human. So if these things continue, then we're going to be, you know, inflect or, you know, we're going to go ahead and have these moments of a viral contaminant or other kind of pathogen, you know, wreaking havoc through the system. So if we're healthy, we're going to obviously have a higher survivability rate and we're going to have a just happier life in general. And so it kind of irks me that the people that really take care of themselves and myself, that I have to pay a higher insurance premium in that regards for my health and for our family when we try to be healthy as much as we can. So I really want people to, once this has gone through and they can reflect, it's like, is this worth it? Is this worth my immune system? Is this worth my happiness? Do I have to get up in pain every day? Do I have to have, you know, GI dysfunction, my brain fog, all these other things? Because these are habits that are controlled by nutrition and exercise and sunlight and water. So those are the things that are obviously proper in regards to having a proper immune system. So seek books out on health, meet with a naturopathic physician that really knows health or a functional medicine physician that knows about health. Mm-hmm. Conventional medicine, I love it because it deals with crisis medicine. It's like, these are the guys that are trained to deal with a crisis. These are the people that are trained to go ahead and help on out exactly what we're going mm-hmm. through. But they do not know a whole lot in regards to optimal health, recovery, those types of subjects, where I think a naturopathic and a functional medicine doctor can assist you once this crisis is over and actually help your system on out. So instead of watching,
absolutely true.
Correct. So instead of watching all of the shows, dulling the mind, in regards to watching the Kardashians and watching all this other crap. It's like every now and then, it's like take some time to really try to improve your situation and read other books, like seek out assistance from those that are actually possibly more knowledgeable in restoring and optimizing health. And so, you know, that's my soapbox, just because I want this to be a learning moment. Again, stress in our system will go ahead and teach us to go ahead and hopefully do something different. And I hope the population that has been hoarding, those types of things, really reflects back to sit there and say, all right, what can I do to go ahead and help out my situation and my own health, make myself better so I don't have these things in the future?
Yeah, I think that that is well said, Dr. Wallace. And, you know, to all those people out there that definitely stole all the toilet paper, thank you for making me hunt for the last 48 hours so that we could replenish our own stuff. Yep.
So, you know, the first question was like, what makes a good immune system? So yes, so treating our body very well makes a happy immune system. You know, taking a multivitamin and a mineral is fantastic, but we can't take a Centrum and expect to go ahead and have the bioavailable nutrients into our system. So again, that's why you seek assistance. So those people like myself, Dr. Sundermeyer, can sit and say, no, these are the ones that are better for you to help.
Correct. And I think, well, and we're going to talk a little bit about zinc forms in a minute, but I mean, I think it's important to know that every nutrient has a form that makes it its best form to absorb into the body. You could easily take a Centrum and have no absorption into the system, but you spent the $10 for, you know, your 90-day supply or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of other supplements that you can find in Sprouts and Whole Foods that aren't in good form, that don't have good absorbability, but also bioavailability. Correct. And that's why you meet with an integrative practitioner that knows the good forms. And, you know, you're going to spend a little bit more, but we also spend more on our cars, like Dr. Wallace's analogy, where, you know, oh, well, I don't want the Ford Focus. I want a Ford, you know, GT or Mustang. And because we want that feel or look or appearance, and, you know, we got to think about that as an internal perspective as well. So you can't always buy your stuff at just big box stores and hope, oh, yeah, well, I take my multi. So, I mean, I think a lot of the issues today with multivitamins is they're all pretty inferior when it comes to the big picture. But when people take the multis that are meant for their specific concerns and needs, and you're seeing a specific practitioner for what's going on in your system, you're going to realize, wow, I didn't always need that multi. I needed these specific nutrients for what was going on with me. And yeah, that's the difference, and I think, yeah, in the big picture.
And then, you know, we are obviously, you know, in this crisis with helping people on out. So we've done a lot of micronutrient testing probably in the last month in regards to people. And so those are the things that we're running specials on, as well as micronutrient testing. So you can see exactly where your system is at. So you can mention that you saw this show, the Immune Function Show, to Laura. Mm-hmm. And then you can go ahead and get, like I said, the discount upon the micronutrient testing that we use. And so it can help you on out, because then it can specify exactly what things you're deficient in. So I think that'd be fantastic in that regards.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, let's kind of move forward into immune peptides to enhance our immune function. And I'm slowly getting better at these things. I did take a big seminar for them at the end of last month. Dr. Wallace had a show without me. And I was sat in class at 7 a.m. every morning in a beautiful resort. But here we go, talking a little bit about peptides for immune function. Now, the few peptides that we're going to talk about, the first couple, are in association with our thymus gland. So our thymus gland sits at the base of our neck, kind of in this little crook area. And it's really big when we're infants, because that's when our immune system is most immature, but also we're gaining our immune function, right? And we're getting all of that immune function commonly from our mom's colostrum the first 5 days of breastfeeding. But our thymus gland is also what helps create better balance within our immune system. And of course, as we age, it slowly degrades and becomes smaller and smaller. So by the time I think we're in our 50s and 60s, it's more than 50% of the size, it's decreased more than 50% of the size as it was when we were infants. So that's why we didn't know about it for the longest time, because when we were doing evaluations of the human body, years ago, there it wasn't there anymore. And if it was, it was just these tiny little, you know, small, tiny glands that I think they were more affiliating, I would assume, with our thyroid. But now we know a ton about, or I should say a ton, a lot more about our thymus gland than we did initially. Mm-hmm. And we know that it creates these peptides, one called thymusin alpha 1 and another called thymusin beta 4. Mm-hmm. So thymusin alpha 1, I think, is kind of a big game changer for a lot of people with immune dysregulation, either autoimmune disorders, chronic diseases, but also just pretty low health, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. And so, you know, again, it's like our immune system runs the show. People, like I said, our immune system is not just to stave off a pathogen. It runs everything. It runs our health and repair. It runs, if we don't digest our food, our immune system has to pick up to help digest our food. And so these things can get taxed over time. And so that's why the whole like foundation. So take away the stressors all the time to your immune system and you have a healthier immune system. So the GMOs and the pesticide laden foods and all those other things. And so utilizing these peptides in times of what's happening now can obviously help on out, just amplify your immune system and somewhat give it a little bit of a kickstart. So it can actually recognize and understand the pathogen. So if we have certain cells that signal and certain cells that attach to a pathogen, so now that your body can recognize it, and so it can kill it faster and maybe more efficiently, well, those are the things that we want to do. And so thymusin alpha and thymusin beta 4, these types of things just help on out with that whole kind of communication and attachment of certain antibodies and then the body recognizing it. And then our body has a better ability to sit there and go, oh, that's where it's at. And now let's send some resources to go ahead and assist in that. So,
Correct. So like we talked about before, our body naturally makes these peptides in the majority of things, or we kind of help support mimic them. But this one here is actually a peptide that our body naturally produced more when we were younger, the thymusin alpha 1. And now, of course, now that we're in our 40s and 50s and 60s, it's now being produced much lower. And of course, that tends to be when a lot more disease state comes into play because, again, our thymus gland is not writing this peptide anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's kind of the cool thing about our system is each cell has a specific DNA function, right? We can kind of, in its simplest terms, I think it's appropriate to say, because that's definitely not the way it goes in medicine. But our DNA basically says, oh, our immune systems need support. Let me write this code or a peptide. And here's thymusin alpha that then goes out into our cells to support immune rebalancing, but also supports the innate and humoral immune system or TH1, TH2 balance. Mm-hmm. And so that's really cool. This is really big, I think, in our guts because, of course, I think is it what about 80% of 80 to 85% of our immune system is in our digestive tract alone because that is our first line of defense. Again, you know, everything going on today is associated with absorption or contact via our mucous membranes in our sinus cavity and in the back of our mouth and our oropharynx, right?
Yeah.
And so that's how this virus is being transmitted from one person to the next is through our sinus cavity. So our immune system starts in our sinus cavities. And of course, our tonsils, our adenoids, all of those glands that a lot of people tend to remove, those are our first line of defense. So we always, we remind people, well, why are your tonsils getting bigger all the time? Why do you have chronic tonsillitis or, you know, paying attention to those things? So those are the things that we work with to make sure that you don't lose that first line of defense, because how else do you fight against something like this? Is your tonsils.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about the thymusin alpha 1 is it mediates our innate immune response, immune response, which creates basically a natural upregulation of what's called our Treg cells. And those are what really support an anti-inflammatory cytokine, but also making sure that our immune system functions overall appropriately versus kind of going in disarray, creating bowel intolerance issues, Crohn's disease, colitis, but also even things like lupus and Hashimoto's and other, you know, chronic diseases yeah. than like diabetes and hypertension. So those two, this kind of is a big one associated with the way our immune system functioned when we were in, you know, the first 20 to 30 years of life. And then that's when, you know, life kind of took hold a little bit more and our body could no longer create the balance more effectively.
Correct. Which I don't understand why. So it's like, why can't, you know, we when we're younger and then as we age, all these things go away. And so, but you can go ahead and utilize a peptide as an injectable. So go ahead and help on out with that. So in this crisis, yes, it can assist the body in recognizing it's not a, when I say it's not a treatment that kills the coronavirus, but it can assist the body's ability to ramp itself on up. But now after this is over, thymosin alpha and another ones here called BPC-157 can go in and actually repair the body of damage.
Correct.
And make it more efficient so it can fight off whatever else is next, whether that means I have just the regular flu, adenovirus, you know, it's like we're talking about these other viruses, mm-hmm. like, hey, a piece of cake, you know, influenza,
right.
which, you know, has so far statistically killed more people this year, but we just understand it better. And so, yes, these things can come into play to assist you. Correct. After this lovely crisis, but also during. And these are things that obviously we utilize qualified pharmacies in regards to the FDA, that they're all potent. So, yes, you can find them online, but you have no clue what's going on in regards to their production. So,
correct. Yeah. I agree. I think the cool thing too about BPC is it has neuroprotective qualities, but also cardiovascular protective qualities, which really support the way our blood is flowing and the way we're receiving information to and from the body. That's the thing. So we think, I have numbness and tingling in my hands or feet thanks to whatever disease state I might have. But the cool thing about this is these actually help support and protect these systems within our bodies. So the combination of the two has been shown to be really beneficial in a lot of chronic disease state illnesses, but also kind of trying to pull them out of that well, which is important, while supporting their nutrition, making sure they have the cofactors necessary to even support that, like, you know, basic vitamins and minerals, the things that a lot of people don't believe in, or, you know, that don't really do anything in our body, which we know that biochemically they have a huge role in our system, like magnesium and zinc.
Correct.
Know, calcium.
Yeah.
Dr. Wallace was talking to me about this one, so I'm going to give him this one to talk about, called zinc thiamine. So you read about this all last night because you were really intrigued when we talked about the zinc conversation, which we're going to get to in a minute. And you were like, well, I wonder. Yeah. You should see Dr. Wallace when he gets excited about a subject. He just reads, and I could be reading something too, but he has to hear. I have to hear.
Yeah, I know. So when I read, I read out loud, and then it interferes with her, and she's like, can you just chill out and let me read what
can
I need?
Can we time out? Let's time out, and then I can pause what I'm reading, and then you can tell me what you need to tell me.
Correct. So zinc, obviously, which we'll get to, has been shown, obviously, to enter into the cell and really interfere, I think, with the messenger system in regards to this lovely virus. And so zinc thymulin is another process that the body utilizes through a peptide that helps on out in regards to T cell regulation and upregulation of T cells. So our body makes this. And so it's been utilized in regards to hair growth and that concept, but it's also utilized in regards to immune dysregulation and immune support. So it's just another avenue to go ahead and utilize a peptide. So if you want, again, so right. always tell people if they want more information, they can always private message us and I can send them papers that are through PubMed. With research mm-hmm. as well as different things through TaylorMade, which is the pharmacy that we utilize.
That's what we do too. That's what we do. I mean, we go on to PubMed and we just input a peptide that we're wanting to learn more about and whatever disease state we're trying to mm-hmm. look into. And that's how we do our own research as well. So I think
Correct.
That we don't always have to message, but we do have specific things that have been shown to be helpful that we do give our patients.
Correct. And so, you know, the whole thing now in regards to like what people are utilizing with this, it's like, yes, they can throw a lot of stuff at you, but what actually has studies and what actually has the effect of that is supposed to offer patient, because I'm definitely not into the process of being a charlatan and telling people, here, take this and it has this effect or it doesn't have this effect. So these things are just known to actually help upregulate your immune system. So these ones that we suggest in regards to peptides, these ones are specifically to help the immune system. In that regards, you know, obviously we do a lot of peptides for growth hormone and brain health, which was obviously going to be the topic today, but these four have studies behind it that show that it helps and assists your immune function. And so with this lovely thing that's happening right now, obviously it's an immune function that if we have 100% or 95%, because nothing's 100% in the human body, optimization, that your body hopefully will repair itself better. So remember, there's the damage of viruses or pathogens, and then there's the repair process. And so this actually can help with the repair process. So hopefully it doesn't take months to repair damaged lung tissue, repair obviously cellular health. And so thymosin alpha, thymosin beta 4, which is definitely a repair molecule or repair peptide to help the body repair itself. Cellular walls, neurological tissue, lung tissue, all these things are immune functions. So, you know, those are the things that you need to go ahead and do. And so these are the peptides that we go ahead and choose.
Yeah. There's another really cool one that we briefly talked about, but we're not going to really move too much into it. It's called LL37, and it's been shown to be amazing in bacterial infections that are when people are severely sick or ill or have, you know, ulcers in their feet due to diabetes and their unhealing wounds. And they can really go in and just basically, the coolest thing of the woman that was teaching us was basically they go in and they basically just like going through a dam, they just go straight through the wall of the pathogen and they just break it apart. And so it kind of like they showed microscopic images of the LL37 basically going in, and it looked like its guts were all spilled out in the slide. So I mean, there's some really interesting things available to support immune response, which is obviously what a lot of what we do today is really kind of realign the way the immune system is seeing itself and realign the way the immune system is responding to decrease all of the negative effects on the system. So
this is and there's other peptides like Dr. Stone with the LL37. It works, what's that lovely word, the cathelicidin, or there's like this big long
word. You came up with that word from whatever article you read, so I'm going to let you try and tongue twister yourself morning at 8:30.
No, so I definitely downloaded an article late talking about it. But in a lot of our people that we learn from, Dr. Anderson, which obviously has a podcast here, all the comorbidities as well. So if you have something, then this virus goes ahead and attacks the system, well, you might have comorbidities that are obviously important as well. So inflammation. And so, how do we treat a viral load in regards to a body that also has inflammatory processes? So what is the best way to do it? Treat the virus, you know, support that as you're trying to maybe treat the inflammation that's happening in the body. And so there's that fine line. And so there's other peptides that obviously come into play that may not necessarily attack specifically a viral component, but it also helps inflammation in the body. So if they have bacterial co-infections, if they have this along with a viral concern, well, these other peptides come into play to actually help support those systems. And the good thing about peptides through the FDA, the word is called a GRAS status, which is generally recognized as safe. So obviously the side effect profiles on them have been studied, and everything is usually said and say, well, it has a very high safety aspect. So that's why we like to utilize the peptides as well, just because the safety profile on them is very high.
Right.
Okay. So
that's true.
All right, so we'll let Dr. Sundermeyer get to the antimicrobial nutrients, because she would have spent a lot of time on this one while I tried to sleep.
I know. I wake up about 10:30 at night. That's when he's ready for bed. So we have this very entertaining conversation about 10:30, where he's like, no, I don't want to talk about this right now. And I'm like, but now I'm wide awake. Oh my God, let's talk about all the things I just read about. So that's when I turn on. This is when he's awake, and I'm like, "Cool, give me 10 more minutes."
Even though it's like, you have to show him. So an off subject, and hopefully make things light. So I was in the process of trying to find these cool little mugs for a coffee, because I'm like, I don't want a regular coffee mug. And so we went to, was it Cottonwood? in Arizona?
Yeah, right outside of Sedona. And yeah, Sedona. We found a really cool artisan shop that had clay.
Yeah.
Clay mugs.
And so, correct. And so
it's the perfect size.
When you grab something, if you grab something round, it's just not proper. But these things have a little ton of groove. So when you grab it, it's absolutely fantastic. So when she's drinking that, it's like, so it's our lovely trip. So
yeah,
I'm happy about that. Yeah. So to eject some of our personal life into this lovely podcast.
I think we do that pretty nicely. Yeah. So today I want to talk a little bit too about just basic microbial, antimicrobial nutrients. And when we say microbial, we're talking about things that can support against bacteria, funguses, and virus. It's kind of a broad statement. So we're looking at what they can support against with external pathogens, basically, but also things that support our own immune state in an autoimmune condition, in a chronic disease state, all of that. We already know about vitamin C, right? I think everybody at this point has talked about vitamin C. So we don't need to really bring that one up. We know about lysine and its antiviral properties. We know about vitamin A having really broad spectrum antimicrobial. It's an essential, you know, it's something that I don't think we get a lot of. It can be helpful in so many things like night blindness, but it can also be helpful in things when you're chronically ill, but also acutely ill. Like, you know, I just got sick. Vitamin A is really important to be cognizant of because it does have a couple toxicity issues. I remember the biggest thing is if you ever get stranded in the woods, don't eat the entire bear liver because you'll die from vitamin A toxicity. Just FYI, people were going into this. We don't know.
Is that an urban myth?
No, I'm pretty sure Dr. Marstein said that. But because weird things like that stick in my head.
I know. Same
you remember the parataria and lesbidiza. I'll remember the bear liver.
I know. Parataria and lesbidiza for kidney repair.
But I want to talk a little bit about some things that have been going around Facebook about elderberry. That one's not on our go-to, but I think it's important. So there was an interesting article that a patient sent to me about elderberry syrup and a cytokine storm. And I think it's important to know that all of these things that we're going to talk about today upregulate and downregulate certain cytokines, which are basically messengers in our body. They either message and upregulate inflammation so that a certain process can take place, or they downregulate inflammation in simplest terms. They do a ton in our body, but you know, cytokine storms are a hugely intense process that takes quite a bit to handle. So this kind of goes back to, and it's just a little asterisk that says, know your resources when you're looking at articles on Instagram or Facebook or just unusual media outlets about health, because not everyone that's writing them are writing them that are knowledgeable. So yes, elderberry can upregulate cytokines. Does it get to an extent? I mean, there could be one person that it happened to, and therefore everyone thinks that elderberry syrup could do that. But I just think it's important to know that every individual is different, which is why you have someone on your side to be able to ask the proper questions and not just read an article and go, oh, I can't have elderberry syrup anymore. Because the cool thing about elderberry is it has zinc in it, it has vitamin C in it, it has bioflavonoids in it. So it's hitting a lot of these really cool avenues of supporting your immune system.
Yeah.
So, there's my little soapbox moment from this last 2 weeks of crazy.
But then if they want to have information or they want to have better understanding, like seek those out that can ask you the right questions. What kind of things are in your body? Are you sensitive to certain foods? So let's say I can't eat dark chocolate. I can't have red wine. I can't have this, and I have a histamine response. So that means your body might be already hypersensitive to certain things in regards to a cytokine aspect. So instead of dosing out at the 3 tablespoons that is recommended, well, you maybe start a little bit slow and see how your body responds to increasing your dosing appropriately rather than going, this should be good and more should be better. And so seeking those people out to ask you those questions.
Correct. And it's going to take a lot more than just elderberry syrup as the single to create a cytokine storm. I caused one slightly in a patient after a shingles. But I really upregulated their immune system. So we backed off a little bit and all of the symptoms subsided. So I think it's important to know that it can happen, but it takes a lot to have it happen. The first thing I want to talk about today, though, going back to our outline, is bovine colostrum. So we know a lot about colostrums from our mother's milk. Again, it's produced the first 5 days of breastfeeding, commonly before even the full milk letdown takes place. But this is a huge support against immune function for our infants. But obviously, it also creates the foundation of our immune system as that individual develops. So when we are now 1 day old, 2 days old, 3 days old, we've now been given a kind of a coating or a layer of immune function that kind of creates, I think, a big chunk of the way our body is going to respond later down the road. Obviously, there's research that discusses what colostrum can do for an infant in comparison to when they're, you know, one breastfed infant versus a non-breastfed infant, and everyone has a situation. But I think it's really cool that we've now come up with a way to make what is called bovine colostrum, which is a non-dairy colostrum, to support and regulate our cytokine responses. So the cool thing about the bovine colostrum is it's non-dairy for individuals like myself that cannot have dairy and will have negative responses in the long run, but it supports fighting against things like herpes simplex. It can help with Epstein-Barr virus disorders. It can help with human herpes simplex 6. So it's really a great way to support the way our body's immune function and upregulation of immunoglobulins and creating balance in the digestive system, which of course we've learned is 80% of our immune system. Mm-hmm. So bovine colostrums have been really fantastically studied when it also comes to things like autoimmune disorders because of the way it shifts the balance between the TH1 and TH2 immune system. Or immune responses and creating, again, better balance within the system. So, you know, we take little things like this for granted. And I do think, like, in the big picture, not a lot of people have talked about colostrum recently when it comes to the way our bodies need immune regulation mm-hmm. and kind of foundations of our immune system as a whole. So we're almost like replenishing our infant immune system, which I think is really neat about our colostrums. You can find them in a lot of different places. Always be aware of your sources. And of course, there are dairy-containing colostrums from cows. And so just be aware of whether you can or can't have dairy. A lot of people don't feel good when they take colostrum, and it could be because you're responding negatively to the dairy component. Mm-hmm.
So remember, private message us, Instagram, because that's part of our full script. So
send us your name
and email. And then we can go ahead and set you one up with an immune function or immune package with 15% off. So those are the things we can sit there and do. And so what's the other one, Dr. Sinemeyer, that you went ahead and read about? I think this is like white birch lark or white something.
Arabinogalactin. You know, I actually didn't even look at what the common name of it was. But what I do know is that it's completely underplayed after the things that I read about it. And I think just to kind of summarize it, it actually enhances your natural immune activity. So, you know, we give things like echinacea, we give things like golden silk to ramp up our white blood cell activity to support the way our white blood cells respond. That's kind of what things like arabinogalactin are going to do as well. It's been shown to be really, really beneficial treating our common cold. And when taken, it can actually decrease the prevalence of infection. So as like an immune support. Now, again, we're talking the Coleman cold here, but that is a virus that our body gets exposed to every year. So I think it's a really cool thing to know that this is something that come cold and flu season, you can kind of start being cognizant of taking, and really you support the regulation of your immune system without overdoing it with other things, or, you know, even needing things like antibiotics, which of course we know don't treat viruses, but when we get a little too sick, it can cause things like pneumonia, right? And that's kind of what we're learning with the COVID-19, things like, what are they saying? NSAIDs right now are actually enhancing pneumonia with the COVID-19.
Correct. So it's amplifying it to actually go into and drive it into, like I said, the lung. And then obviously, so, you know, we have only about 10 minutes. And so what I wanted to do with Dr. Sinemeyer, she's wants to go and talk about some other things as well. So I just want her to make sure she can get to those points. But NSAIDs, ibuprofens, as well as ACEs and ARBs. So more studies are coming out in regards to how these things really interfere and with the replication and how they exponentiate some of the viral replication. So, all right, so other antimicrobials. So zinc, obviously.
So let's talk about zinc. So zinc, I think, is the big one. Zinc and vitamin D are going to be the two big ones that I really focus on as we move into the last couple minutes of our show. So zinc has multiple bioavailable forms, picolinate, methionine, cysteine, and chelate. One, those are really important because when you pick up a zinc bottle, we're not just looking for a zinc lozenge, we're looking for a systemic zinc. So we're looking for a capsule, ideally, or a tablet. It's really, really cool because they're talking about deficiencies in zinc can actually describe deficiencies create poor health outcomes, basically, because we're not getting it enough in our diet, people. But the really neat thing about zinc is what we've learned is that zinc can actually inhibit the replication of the RNA of our of the viruses. And so there's this huge, there's this really cool video that I'm going to post on our Life Enhancement page that talks about where zinc plays a role in inhibiting the replication of the viral RNA, because of course our body makes RNA from our DNA, and that's what comes out of our nucleus, which is kind of like our main data storage. And that's where it transcribes proteins, amino acids, and of course codes, so that the body has a certain action. Well, the cool thing is when viruses land on our cells and input their RNA into our system, it actually, we basically can write and replicate its own RNA as well. So basically writing its genetic data for them. So our cells can do that for viruses. But zinc can actually inhibit this enzyme called replicase that writes the RNA for viruses. And so if we don't have enough zinc lying around in our systems, it kind of shows why we have a poor outcome. Now, the biggest issue is zinc isn't easy to get into our cells. So it needs things that are called ionophores. And so that actually enhances the absorption of zinc into our system. So I think the big thing is eat things with zinc in them. This is a huge one, but also, you know, supplementation of zinc during cold and flu season. And maybe now if we're going to get an annual COVID-19,
things scare with zinc. Or other kind of viruses. So things that, things that help zinc transfer are molybdenum, quercetin, epigalactin or EGCG, as well as a medication.
So that helps. Yeah, called chloroquine. So they're actually utilizing this in Korea right now, combinations of zinc and hydroxychloroquine, if I'm saying that correctly, to support or decrease the effects of the virus right now. So I thought that was what I went on a tangent of about 11:15-ish last night.
So it just helps transport zinc to, like I said, to that lovely cell membrane.
Into the cell, which I think is really cool.
That is
now
cool.
Vitamin D. So again, vitamin D3 is totally a misnomer. It's not really a vitamin. It is kind of what I like to call a conductor or a supervisor. It's kind of reminding the system to do its job. Now we know it all right now because of its support of calcium regulation and bone health. And again, vitamin D3 is not a covered in a lab through insurance companies in our elderly population, which have a higher risk of bone disease, but you know, we won't get into that. But the really cool thing about vitamin D is how it actually balances inflammatory cytokines and anti-inflammatory cytokines. So it upregulates the anti-inflammatory cytokines and it downregulates inflammatory cytokines, again, pulling people out of immune states or immune dysregulation states. It's been shown to be really beneficial in the past. People were doing sun therapies for tuberculosis as a part of their treatment, which were shown to be helpful. And this is back in like the early 1900s. They would lay in the sun to get their vitamin D production because they shown to help fight against tuberculosis, which I thought was really cool. But it can also be helpful in respiratory infections, influenza, and the other viral disorders. So, I mean, how many people are deficient in vitamin D? I think we all are, because what do we do in the middle of the day? We stay inside or we lather all of our sunblock on. So vitamin D has been shown to be such an amazing proponent when it comes to the way our immune system functions. So if you haven't had that checked recently, talk to your doctor about getting that checked, especially if you work indoors or if you have, you know, seasonal affective disorder, poor immune system function. I mean, it's a really amazing balancer of our natural killer cells, like I said, inflammatory and anti-inflammatory cytokines. And there is an amazing evaluation on PubMed that I'm going to also post on our Life Enhancement page that just talks about, and it's a little detailed, all of the really cool things that vitamin D actually does, because it's not just a vitamin. And I don't think we give it enough credit for what it actually, what its true purpose is. Now, this is an essential nutrient, which means that your body does not make it. So we make it because we're exposed to an external source like the sun, right? Eventually it might rise today in Arizona. But we also get it via supplementation. So making sure that you're supplementing accordingly with the proper cholecalciferol, but also just being cognizant of, like, are you getting it checked annually? Are you being cognizant of something that you actually need to take to support your own body's functions? And of course, if not, get yourself out in the sun with 80% of your body showing so that you can make it properly every day.
So that's why that's why fences make great neighbors. So in the South, you can sunbathe in the bikini. Don't be embarrassed. Just get out in your backyard and sunbathe. So in Georgia, where I lived for a little bit, it's like there's a lot of neighborhoods that don't have anything. So you know, if you go outside and barbecue, it's like, you know, Fred is right across the thing doing his barbecue. And it's like,
Exactly.
So now you can't go out in your in whatever and sit there and just hang on out and... So everybody is there. And so in today's day and age, And so another thing in regards to, real quick, another thing is called AHCC. So please go to AHCCresearch.org, tell you all about it in regards to another thing that improves your immune function. So this has been a great, lovely talk on immune system. The next one we're going to do is actually brain health. Yep. So that will be posted.
See you guys next week at 8 a.m., but also posted on our Life Enhancement Facebook page. Again, I'm Dr. Sundermeyer, and that's Dr. Wallace.
Yep, and we are Infusion Health. Take care, everybody, and be healthy out there.
Be healthy, yeah. Stay healthy, hydrate, and quarantine.
Bye, everyone. You've been listening to the Life Enhancement Medicine Hour with Dr. Wallace and Dr. Sundermeyer, bringing the power of health to your listening ears. You can learn more by visiting infusionhealth.org. That's infusionhealth.org. Follow them on social media and join the movement to better health.
Your call will be answered.
Hello, how may I assist you today?
It's all a bunch of lies.
Is there a problem with your bill?
No, they're fried.
Your bill?
Your nuts!
My nuts?
No, your precious snack nuts are fried in oil.
I had no idea.
Fisher oven-roasted never-fried nuts are never fried. They're just nuts oven-roasted with sea salt. That's it.
Maybe you should be in customer service.
I've been thinking about that. Now go look for the red-topped can.
Fisher oven-roasted never-fried nuts. Never fried, nothing to hide.
Indian gaming casinos are doing wonders for our tribal communities. But with all the good comes a hidden danger, problem gambling. But there is help. The Arizona Division of Problem Gambling offers resources and counseling to help people understand and manage their gambling problem and start taking steps forward in their recovery. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT STEP to 53342 and start solving your problem gambling.